There's a trial going on right now in a courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia. You know the one I'm talking about. Paul Manafort, a former campaign manager for President Trump, is facing a raft of tax evasion charges. He's alleged to have stashed $60 million in undisclosed overseas accounts. Where did the earnings come from? Ukraine. The charges against Manafort involve his lobbying activities on behalf of the former Russian-backed government in Ukraine. And that got us wondering what's changed in Ukraine since that government was toppled 3 years ago. One big change, it turns out, big gains for working women. Our Across Women's Lives correspondent Allison Herrera has been looking into just what that means in Kiev.
That sound, it's not a happy one. That's a police officer printing off a traffic ticket. In a touristy area of Kiev, 27-year-old patrol police company commander Yaroslava Trushina is issuing this ticket to a driver who was caught going the wrong way on a one-way street.
I get enjoyment from my work. My work is a bit of everything. It's always new every day. Moments of rest, interrupted by shots of adrenaline.
Issuing tickets may not be a big adrenaline rush, but that's not all she does.
Robbery, gang activity, murder, anything is possible. When I leave my home in the morning, I'm calm and quiet. I don't share my work stress with my family. I've learned to control my emotions.
Lieutenant Trushina is fairly new to the force. She's been on the job for 3 years. That's because before 2015, she wouldn't have been allowed to be a patrol officer. Then the country went through a massive change. Ukrainians took to the streets to oust Russian-backed President Viktor Yanukovych in what was called the Euromaidan, or Revolution of Dignity. And with the new government came new opportunities for women. The Ministry of Health lifted a decades-old ban on women entering up to 450 professions. Now women can drive trucks, operate farming equipment, and yes, be beat cops. And women make up 21% of the national police force. For Lieutenant Trushina, it's a dream come true. She manages a unit of 60 officers. Most of them are men.
If they're late, they have to do 50 push-ups on the ground. I can't keep repeating myself to everyone throughout the day, so I decided to institute push-ups.
Women like Lieutenant Trushina are helping to reshape the image of the police in Ukraine, which up until recently had the reputation of being a corrupt institution. There is the perception that women are more trustworthy, but as Trushina points out, it's going to take a lot more than just female officers to fight corruption and restore trust.
When police reform began, a police officer earned around $350 a month. Now earnings have gone up to $380, but the cost of living has tripled. This is not a dignified salary. And you often hear from officers that the low pay makes them susceptible to the temptation of corruption.
When women were initially recruited and trained, the story made international news. Female officers sporting red lipstick and perfect nails posed for selfies with people on the street. Lieutenant Trushina posed for her fair share of selfies. She's tall, thin, with long hair and steely blue eyes. But she says that all she cares about is being a good cop.
During the first year, yes, they took selfies. But now people are afraid to approach me. I usually tell people, go take pictures with the male officers.
Lieutenant Trushina and women like her were trained with the help of U.S. tax dollars. After the Euromaidan revolution, the Obama administration committed $20 million to help the Ukrainian government implement reforms in law enforcement. But there are some problems money can't solve, like the perception that women are weak.
Вона маленька, худенька, ну, мініатюрна. І хлопці боялися їхати з нею в нічний час.
I had a situation when a petite woman joined the force. The boys were afraid to partner with her during night shift. When I told them that she was just like me, I asked why they're not afraid to respond to crimes with me, but are asking not to work with this girl.
Trushina, like her fellow officers, has high hopes for the new police force. For her, it's not only about battling stereotypes. It's about making law enforcement better for everyone, including her own daughter. Lieutenant Trushina is a single mom.
Буде постояти питання перше грабунок або дитина, то я собі поставлю дитину.
For a long time I saw the problems in law enforcement, and now I have an opportunity to bring change. I want my child to be able to grow up going outside, playing, and not to be scared.
For the world, I'm Allison Herrera, Kiev, Ukraine.
The women on the Kiev police force may not be posing for selfies, but they did agree to let us take their portraits. You can see them now on the Across Women's Lives Instagram feed. That's @Women's Lives, all one word.